Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and I wanted to talk a little bit today about repurposing content. You know, this podcast is all about the message and how we get the message out. And one of the best ways to do that is to, well, actually, one of the best ways to do content is one of the things I recommend is to do a blog. But one of the things that I know the time challenges for small business owners is being able to, once you've got some content, then how do I leverage that content? Because I'm on social media, I'm doing Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and I know there's all these places that I should be able to do things with my content. How can I get the most bang for my buck, as it were, for the content? So that's where repurposing comes into play. And the other day I sat in on a webinar from it was hosted by Rebecca Corliss of HubSpot and Dave Kirpin of Likeable Local. And they put together a really great webinar on how to repurpose social content to be able to save time and maximize leads. So I thought what I'd do is kind of share a little bit about some of the takeaways that I took from this webinar with you today, because repurposing is something that I have been doing for quite a while. But I tell you, listening in on the webinar yesterday, I got many more ideas of things that I need to be doing to repurpose, because it was very eye opening. So let's go over just a little bit first about why you should be repeating, recycling, and repurposing. And there's basically four good reasons that they gave. Number one is that it saves you time. Okay. Because again, there's no sense reinventing the wheel and having to come up with brand new content all the time. If you come up with one really good piece of content, then repurposing it allows you to just deal with that one piece of content. And so you don't have to take the time to come up with something new all the time. The second reason is that it enables you to reach a wider audience. And that's for sure, because you can reach people who maybe are following you. Maybe they subscribe to your blog, but they're not followers of you on Facebook yet. So you can post it on Facebook. Or maybe they are following you on Twitter, but then you've got a SlideShare presentation. Deal with SlideShare, so you could post some information on SlideShare, so you reach a different audience that way. The third reason is that it provides lasting value, and because you're sharing all this information all over the place, yes, you're going to be able to give value over and over again to your audience, and you're giving great content the attention it deserves, which is, you know, what it's all about. If you want to be able to share something of value, you want to be able to get the most people that you can to be able to hear it, because that's your opportunity then to be able to reach a new audience and hopefully then be able to eventually convert those readers or listeners, as it were, depending on the modality. You're going to be able to have an opportunity to turn them into from just simple followers to customers. So during the webinar, they gave a couple statistics, and one of that was that 69% of content marketers feel a lack of time is their greatest challenge, and 68% of marketers say consistently producing content is a challenge. So that's why repurposing really does come into play, and why it is so powerful. Because, as I said, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel, and frankly, the chance of a follower seeing your post is slim, especially on platforms like Facebook and Twitter, because there's such a huge volume of information going out there. So you want to be able to find ways that you can take advantage of that. And Dave Kirpin said, he's got a great quote. He says that it's your responsibility to share and reshare great content. So go ahead and tweet things out multiple times. He talked about the fact that he will go ahead and share the same tweet about five times on Twitter. Now, he doesn't do it five times in a row because that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You got to space it out. You space it out like 4 or 5 hours at a time. And that way you've got an opportunity to be able to reach a new audience. Absolutely. So, and varied content strategy is important too. They because there are so many different and effective channels out there to share content. As I mentioned, you can share things on SlideShare. You could turn content into a podcast, like I'm doing now. You can turn content into an ebook. You can turn it into a webinar. All sorts of different ways that you can do. And the more channels you utilize, that's the more reach that you're going to have. So it's really phenomenal. And I know one of the things he talked about, which again, I thought was brilliant and is something I'm going to take advantage of myself, was he wrote a blog post and he put it onto LinkedIn. And then he turned that blog post into a SlideShare. He turned it into a bunch of different tweets for Twitter. And then I think he also put it into an article that he posted on Inc. Magazine, because he's also a columnist or writes for Inc. Magazine. So there's lots of different ways that you can go ahead and do that. See, the more ways available for people to consume your content, the more value you are going to provide to people. And also, just people consume content on different devices. So if you package it in different ways, then you're going to have a chance to be able to reach a multitude of people out there. So it's real important. And he did mention, too, that it is important to kind of keep in mind the generation. So of your audience. So if you are, you know, if you're targeting baby boomers or you're targeting millennials, you do need to pay attention to what platforms they are using so that you make sure that you are repurposing your content on that platform. So one of the things they put together, I believe they had a graphic where they showed like the top platforms for baby boomers that they get information from is blog articles, images, ebooks, and reviews. And whereas Generation X, they like case studies, you know, thrown into the mix. And millennials want audiobooks. So it's you do have to keep that in mind when you are coming up with your content. And again, think about how your audience prefers to consume the content. Do they want visual? Do they want audio? Do they want passive or interactive? Do they want to download it or do they want to stream your videos and things like that? So again, one of the things they talked about was you could take an ebook that you've written and then you can chop that up into articles and use, you know, several different articles. Or again, like taking like a podcast and turning a podcast into a blog article, and then you can turn blog articles into SlideShares and you can turn them into posts for Facebook. Or it was just really mind-boggling. And basically, they said, you know, if you have one great content idea, you can turn it into over 5 different content pieces. So here's some tips for successful repurposing. One of them is to give a nod to the related content. You know, mention where it came from, and use that content shelf life to your advantage. Again, be able to make sure if you've got something that's evergreen that you can use it over and over again. And always deliver additional value. If you are going to repurpose something, maybe an older blog post that you had, I've done this several times on my blog, as I've found, since I've been blogging for like 6 years now, I've gone back and I found some older articles that I did way back when, and I've updated them with new statistics, new information, because let's face it, social media changes all the time. And so something new is happening all the time. So you've got to be able to keep up with it. And in fact, I know one of the things that made me think about yesterday too, is that I had written an ebook called Marketing with the Facebook Timeline, Ready, Set, Engage. That's what it was called. And okay, that ebook is about 3 years old and Facebook has changed a ton since then. So I need to go back in and redo that ebook. Now I've got to update it And then I'm going to also probably do a webinar on it and, you know, all sorts of things that I can do. One of the things I know HubSpot talked about as well was that they talked about turning things into kits, like ebooks, and positioning a whole bunch of different information together into a kit that people could download. And I thought, again, that was like a really great idea. So, you know, use one platform to promote another, you know, add promotions or downloadable material. And just also think about the buyer's journey as you're going through this as well, and thinking about what type of information they're going to want as they go along. So, you know, you need something to attract people, then convert them, and then close and delight them. So it's a really great idea. So, another thing they talked about too is you could also even use existing tweets and make a blog post out of that, which I'm going to consider doing as well, because I thought that was a really great idea. You could use a webinar or ebook and turn it into a Twitter chat. And that's a good strategy as well. And so there's lots of different things that you can do with all of these repurposing. It's just a great way to do it. So again, before I close out today, just think about how you can use, especially focus on those high performing pieces of content. Use your analytics to find out which ones did really great, and then repurpose it by highlighting maybe different angles of the same topic and deliver additional value. And you are not going to go wrong with that at all. That's about it. That's all I want to have to say on that subject for today. So take advantage of repurposing. It is your friend for sure. And as always, I encourage you to please subscribe to this podcast so that you won't miss out on another episode. And as well, if you would do me the favor of leaving a review for me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be awesome as well. And until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSaleSucceed.